Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I mean, they're easy aspects, so it could be, oh, wow. So something happening with your children or relationships or some new endeavor. Well, you actually, you did say something unexpected happened with your kids, right?
Yes. Yes. A couple of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But stuff that I created, you know, like I just partnered up with a Mystic Bayou. The people who I just, you heard in a commercial, they're about to start sending me all of their astrology readings.
Cool.
Can we put the claps on after
that? I was caught up looking at the aspect. I didn't mean to sound so anticlimactic, what you just said, but I was in deep thought about these aspects in your chart, which is why I didn't say much. So
which is cool with this Scorpio moon that you didn't say much. You know, we like to hide our stuff.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Hey, let's look at Claudia and dig into Claudia. Leave my chart alone.
You can leave mine alone too. My 12th house planets are like, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
But as a Scorpio moon, you know what I'm talking about, huh, bro?
Yeah, I know.
I do. the thing is that I will share things if I want to, and I've actually started sharing some very personal things on a YouTube channel
you have a YouTube channel?
Actually, I started a YouTube channel with the guy that I'm dating.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's called we're talking about the relationship stuff, and we're just kind of going and talking about just our deep sort of, wanted to start it so that I could talk about the deep emotional things that I've been going through. So
you're on a podcast talking about relationships as the North Node is traveling through Gemini, your fifth house.
Yes. Woo! Yes. And my progress moon just went into Leo too. So, oh. Yeah.
And you finally showed up on I Am Astrology podcast.
I did.
I really thank you for showing up. I have one more question for you.
Sure. I wanted to ask you, one of your children, is there anything, you did say that there was an accident, but mm-hmm. did that put them in the hospital or are they okay? Or?
Well, he kind of broke up a little bit, you know, he kind of sore and all that, but he gonna survive as far as, like, he ain't got no broken bones or anything, but he's just really, really sore.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm sorry, I was looking at the degrees of your Venus and Uranus in your chart, so.
See, every time, how much do you...
Going by the Nicola degrees, right?
Now you just, yeah.
So Venus in at 6 degrees would be a Virgo placement, correct?
Yeah, it would.
And Uranus in the 13th degree would be an Aries placement.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I could take tests.
Yeah. So Aries rules the head. Like, I don't know, or it could. It may not be anything right now, but I couldn't help but wonder.
Like a concussion? Did he get a concussion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it was minor, so that's good.
Now that I think about it, his girlfriend got cut in the face.
Okay.
His girlfriend, Venus.
He was kind of, you know, he's all sore and beat up, but I think his girlfriend, her face got cut.
Okay. Yeah, that's that Aries degree.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you now. So you have one last question.
Two now.
Okay.
Well, you actually, I used to not pay that much, that close attention to degrees. And I see you do.
Me what neither, but I do know.
You do now too?
I'm also thinking about maybe, I don't know, someone having a child or something or.
Yeah, my daughter just sent me a picture of a pregnancy test yesterday.
Okay.
Oh my God, shut up. What?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. I can show you the text.
Damn.
Because yeah. It's sixth house and moon. So, yeah.
What?
Scorpio is pregnancy. So.
So you would look at the degrees and then you would look at the house.
Yeah, and the moon is at the eighth degree of pregnancy of the Scorpio degree too.
And eighth house. Okay, so the moon is at the eighth degree. So you look at the eighth house, which is reproduction.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, it's like the story. It's telling a story. It's like the sixth house. Look at the sixth house.
It's like one on top of each other.
Let me see. Can y'all see that?
Oh my God, Paul! This is your daughter that just had the other baby.
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations.
The Aries rising?
Yes.
And she's in a fifth house perfection year.
Yes.
No. This... Is she my age?
No.
Oh,
no,
I'm just kidding.
She's 22. About to be 22.
She's coming to her Jupiter return. Nice.
Yeah. You know what? Get off my damn chart.
Okay. I'll pray for her. Hopefully there won't be any. I'll dot.
All right.
Okay.
All right. but she is a little worried about it.
Okay.
But last question is, if you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.